Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
WEEI Afternoons. Let's go right to the phone lines for our weekly chat with Adam Schefter. ESPN's Adam Schefter is brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. And by Jeanne d'Arc Credit Union, tackling financial wellness since 1912. Stronger members, stronger communities. Learn more at jdcu.org. Mr. Schefter, how are we doing this week?
Andy, Nick, Ted, how are we doing today?
We're good, Adam. We're good. It may seem like a strange question, especially at this point in the process, but you're the guy with all the information. And I wanted to ask you, what is your understanding as to what Jerod Mayo is doing and why he's not coaching right now? We basically haven't seen him save for one little appearance on the field at a Tennessee Volunteers football game. So what's your information there?
Well, I have no concrete information other than to say typically when a coach is one and done, and he's got multiple years in his contract, and he goes through what Jerod Mayo did last year, typically you're not in any rush to jump back in. You probably feel like somebody broke up with you prematurely. You probably feel like you need some time to process it, think about it, digest it, recover from it, because I think most coaches who get fired initially build up a little bit of scar tissue. And I think probably everybody reevaluated, do I want to keep doing this? Do I want to pursue this again? Do I want to try something else? And you certainly don't have to rush to go do anything because you're being paid and you're going to be paid for multi-years, right? So, I mean, we've seen any number of coaches go through this over time. So I'm speaking more generally, not to Jerod Mayo's specific situation, but having dealt with enough coaches over time who have been fired, you know, I've seen this happen. And I've seen what they go through, and everybody's different, but the concepts are pretty much the same, right? So I would imagine they're probably the same in this particular case as well.
That's interesting. You know, I have been looking at that with a critical eye, but those are good points, Adam, for sure. Earlier today, you tweeted out, you know, some of the excerpts from Tom Brady's weekly newsletter, entitled "Do Your Job," and it was just interesting some of the words he chose to use, you know, when it comes to this deal about, you know, the conflict of interest, being in the booth as the owner of the part owner of the Raiders while doing TV. And he used some strong words saying that only the paranoid and distrustful believe there's conflict in his roles. What's your feeling, overall feeling on this whole thing? And where do you feel this is all going to end here?
Well, you know, listen, I think Tom feels very strongly about this. Like, he feels like he's not doing anything wrong, and he feels like, as he said, that it's his duty and obligation and responsibility to grow the game and teach it the right way and influence others in any number of ways, whether it's with providing quarterback tips or tips about wellness, you know, or looking after your body or thinking about things a certain way. Like, I mean, he's so successful in so many ways that he wants to have a positive impact. He doesn't view it that way.
Yeah.
As he outlined in that, he just doesn't. And he feels very strongly about it. And it's hard for him to imagine that people could and would question him on this, but yet there are people who are uncomfortable with it. Like, there are teams who are uncomfortable with it. And the rules are set up to where he's not allowed in the buildings. He could go on Zoom calls. And so it's, you know, it's something. It's an interesting issue because it involves Tom Brady, and everything with him seems to be interesting. So people like talking about it. If it were happening with, you know, somebody else, it wouldn't necessarily draw the amount of attention that it does. But because him, because it's him, it does. So it's just one of these things. I don't know, like, what's going to happen. I think he's going to go on as a broadcaster with Fox. I think he's actually doing a really good job with that. He's gotten better, shown improvement. He wants to be involved with the Raiders. We've seen that. I think he loves all of this stuff, and my guess is he just keeps doing this.
Adam, is there any league-wide feeling as to what kind of start the Patriots have gotten off to vis-a-vis, like, surprise that they're 1-2, surprise that the team has committed so many penalties, or surprise that the team has been so turnover-friendly? You know what I mean? Like, Mayo was kicked to the curb to bring in Vrabel for a reason, and things have been a little messy to start off.
Well, I think that the start has to be a little bit disappointing. 1-2, the schedule was set up for them to, I think, have a little bit better of a start than they did. They could have and should have won that game. They could have and should have beaten the Raiders. Like, they could be sitting here 3-0. They could be. They also could be 0-3. So that's kind of the way it works, kind of where it's been. Listen, I would imagine they're going to get better as the season goes on. It's a new culture. It's a new system. It's a new staff. They're trying to bring in some players. They keep getting their practice squad poached, which is interesting. So there must be a lot of talent on their practice squads other teams like. but yeah, it takes some time. But again, I think the start has to be a little bit disappointing so far.
Time to get this week's Drake take from Adam Schefter, presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. Adam, Drake played an interesting game last week, had the turnovers, but played relatively well. But it was a comment post-game I wanted to ask you about. There was a play before a goal line play. He got hit. His head hit the turf, the back of his head. He grabbed his head, but stayed in the game. And after the game was asked about it and said something to the effect, I learned a year ago, you got to get up quickly or the spotter will get you. And I wonder, is that the type of comment that the league would look into? Would they maybe advise him on how to comment on things like that? What's the reaction to that?
I think the team might say, hey, you know, be careful. Let's kind of keep things at a minimum. But no, he said what he said. By the way, he learned that. People learn things about that. You don't like to hear it. You know, if somebody's brain is injured, you want to see that they're treated and handled the right way. So, you know, I think the league is trying to change that culture. And that's an example that there's still some ways to go before the league gets to where it wants to be. Because when a player's saying that, he's admitting that, you know, you have to figure out ways to keep these guys from going back in the game or, being checked before they should be allowed back in. Everybody could see he banged his head. I was surprised he didn't go out. The eye in the sky missed it. Replay assistants, whoever is in charge of that, they should have had him taken to the sideline. He threw an interception on the next play that was deflected. I have no idea whether that was a part of it or not. The fact that maybe he had some cobwebs, maybe it did, maybe it didn't. Maybe Cameron Hayward just made a good play there and got his hand up. You know, we'll never really know. But, you know, when you get your head like that, a player should, I know he's not going to want it, but he should want to get checked out. You know, he should need to get checked out. And the league has set up steps for that to happen, and it just hasn't always happened the way it should.
Yep.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Players really need to be their own advocate in that case for sure, Adam. There's a few surprises that have kind of revealed themselves 3 weeks into the season, Adam. You know, the Colts are 3-0. You got the Ravens at 1-2. The Texans are 0-3 with CJ Stroud, mm-hmm. which is surprising. The Chiefs 1-2. Which one of those teams is maybe the most surprising that you didn't see coming that are currently, you know, the Colts undefeated and the rest of the other teams I mentioned just not off to the starts they wanted. What's your biggest surprise of those teams?
I would say I'm going to answer it with one step ahead of you. The loser of Sunday's Chiefs Ravens game yeah. is the team that I'm surprised about yeah. because one of those teams is going to be 1-3, and you would not have expected either the Chiefs or the Ravens to be 1-3 when those two teams were many people's Super Bowl picks. But somebody's going to be 1-3 after Sunday. So I'll delay my answer until Sunday night and say the loser of that game would be my surprise, early disappointing team of the season in the first quarter.
Adam, there's a story about how next year there's going to be more, more AI, more technology, more robo umps in baseball. And I know we've got like the laser chain gang going on now in the NFL. Anything about any further use of AI, robotics, technology in officiating games? Well, seems like we haven't heard too much grousing about the officials so far this year.
Not so far. Usually teams aren't happy about it, but I would just think that as that becomes more and more a part of our society, it's only natural to think that somehow, some way, it'll become a part of football. And I'm sure that, you know, the NFL does a pretty good job of taking, of using technology to its advantage. And I don't know why that wouldn't be the next step in this.
All right, Adam, we'll get you out on this. It's an easy one, a yes or no. Is Tom Brady really making $75 million to play flag football?
Maybe.
I mean, all I could say is that number was floated out there. He responded that that wasn't true. I believe Tom, but I will say this. I'm sure there's a lot of money involved to get all those people to Saudi Arabia in March. I don't know what the numbers are, but I will bet you that they're big.
That's not the number. It's more than that.
It's could be $100 million. Wow. All right, Adam.
Be nice.
Appreciate you joining us. We will talk to you again next week.
Have a great week, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Adam. Adam Schefter, ESPN, with us here on WEEI.
I've enjoyed Adam's interviews.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's been great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.